Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. This show is also sponsored by, let me just get straight into these things before I go down any rat holes. The show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, as well as 1798Part2.org, as well as RepublicReview.org. If you're looking for buying my books or content, my articles will start getting posted up there as well, kind of like a blog, but that would be at MobiusStripPress.com. That's why most of the emphasis is on the .orgs, because I don't spend hardly any time in trying to peddle books or anything like that. But you are listening to the only show that is actually providing you the secret sauce, the recipe to the secret sauce of what it takes to get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution to enforce compliance in ensuring that they can no longer run us aground, or actually bankrupt us and set aside our Constitution. And so the number to call in is 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. And so most people know, I don't say this all the time, like I'm telling people, I'm going to start trimming off of the giving you the information of kind of what this show is about and so forth. But this show is really dedicated to supporting the state legislators who are empowered via the Constitution to be able to protect their citizens from federal tyranny. This is not GR's words. These are James Madison and Thomas Jefferson's words. Apart from this dedication to these legislators, I'm also supporting the grassroots organizations, and very specifically the parties. And there are three parties that are kind of genetically tied, and that is the Republican Party, the Libertarian Party, and the Constitutional Party, because two of those parties begot from the one party. And the one party has really, let's say, forgotten its DNA, forgotten its genetic code or its roots from Jefferson and Madison, and literally became a party of Lincoln and ended up becoming a part of the Uniparty. And I'm going to get into that like I promised yesterday. But it is important that there be a show that is providing content and insights to those very specific people that need to receive this. I am convinced that if there were 5,445 men and women who were ready to lead without having anybody else needed to be informed, they could do the job. And as a matter of fact, it wouldn't take long once they started leading that everybody else would be able to start figuring it out. And I call it cancer education, because when anybody that has anybody that's a loved one or close to them comes down with cancer, 9 times out of 10, they'll go out and they'll research, they'll figure out what that is. And cancer education is that one type of education that is, you know, basically self-taught. You go out and you, because you're so passionate about life and you're so passionate about this person that's being touched and their life is being threatened, that you go out and figure out the diets and the types of things that help them overcome this cancer that they're facing. And that's what cancer education is. And I believe that you, the citizens, the patriots, and the rest of America will have enough passion to understand, well, what the heck's going on? Is this challenging my liberties and my freedom? Are they going to take away my access to porn? Are they going to take away this or that? Bottom line, what we're going to do is we're going to restore our individual liberty and our individual sovereignty. It's up to government to take away your porn. It is up to government to take away the ending of use or needless lives, I should say. And it is up to government to take care of those who have made themselves useless and indolent and dependent on the system, to motivate them to... Actually, it's not really up to government. I just want to be clear. But government does have a role and responsibility when it comes to local governments. It's state government and local people, because bottom line, we're the ones that need to create our own laws to govern ourselves, because we are a self-government system. When I say government, I do not mean federal government. I mean we the people. So there we go. See, I went down a rat hole already. I'm proud of myself. Anyway, you should be proud of me. Anyway, so this means that my supporting these state legislators and these grassroots entities, that because they are willing to protect all of us, we need to start supporting them. We need to start getting involved and being a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. And actually, that does require that one get deeply involved into the party to start holding the party accountable. We need to get there. Based on everything that is happening with the Wyoming governor race and everything else, it just seems that I can't hesitate. I can't procrastinate anymore. I got to get this crowdfunding thing set up so that I do have a legitimate vehicle for people to literally donate and put money in so that I can have some level of accountability. I've got PayPal, but I need to make this into the social media and a mechanism where, you know, large amounts of money can be leveraged and being able to be moved so that we can take care of what needs to be taken care of. Because I do know that, and I'll get into this, I do know that we're going to need to have some avenues for money to get into the Wyoming governor race. Because I am not one that's going to roll over, and I'm hoping that you are not one that will roll over and just surrender your liberties either, that I'm hoping that you have that same drive and that fight that is necessary to actually safeguard our liberties and our sovereignty. And so with that, I guess now would be a really good time as any to go ahead and grovel, because you know I need help. Everybody knows I need help. We all need help. We all need to be a part of something, and especially if that something is going to be a real tangible path in securing liberty for our posterity. Because really, it's not about you and me right now. We're enjoying some levels, and we've got what we kind of deserve, or what our parents and grandparents have given us. Because as I pointed out to my father, as he was helping me write the first section of my book, my first book in my first book, because it's technically four books if you've listened before, as he was dying of cancer, I took a moment in real soberness and I said, in all honesty, Dad, you and your generation, even though you wear the label of the greatest generation, it is your generation that actually straddled us, and actually your parents that straddled us with the beginning of the socialistic system. And he kind of looked at me like those were fighting words. And he says, what are you talking about? And I go, it was your generation that did not step up when they created Social Security and said, this is a violation of the Constitution. You don't have this authority to do this. And now they've basically put that in so that it's been baked into the system for so long that a lot of people are going to have a hard time understanding how easy it is to get rid of this without hurting anybody. Because so many people have been brainwashed into believing that we can never get rid of this. And they don't understand that if we don't get rid of this, that in future generations, even if we can fix it temporarily, it is still a temporary fix and it will crush us. Bottom line, because populations and all things considered, things ebb and flow, and eventually you'll get to a point where the ebbing will not, or I should say the flow will not match the ebbing, and it will collapse, and it could collapse this nation. And I would hate to be a part of that generation that actually stands idly by because I feel like I am deserving more than my future, or I should say my children and children's children and great-grandparents, or I should say great-grandchildren. My apologies. But anywho, I get these metaphors mixed up. But anyway, my father kind of looked at me with all soberness and said, you know, you're absolutely right. We should have stood up. We should not have allowed FDR to just run rickshaw over us And we did fail. And I said, well, with that, we kind of realize what we need to do. We have to move forward. If you read the book Free to Choose, Milton Friedman starts talking about his plan in that book. And he does have it's not that difficult, really, folks. It's just about actualizing. What do you do when you have a whole bunch of debt? Well, when you got a whole bunch of debt, it's just a theoretical number at this point, right? It's literally just a theoretical number. That number is never really a tangible number, especially when it comes to a Ponzi scheme like Social Security, but it is something that we can actualize. And we can just say, okay, we're going to have to carry this kind of a tax burden just to pay this off over this generation. And that's really what it is, because the current generation that's consuming this will have to, because there's way too many folks, I apologize, but there's just way too many that have relied upon and have been lied to that it's going to be there, that this is a legitimate process and so forth. It's the same thing with those folks that are working in unconstitutional departments. What do we do about them? Well, we can't necessarily make everybody happy. And as a matter of fact, there's been some brilliant points that have been brought up. Bob Schultz is one that brought it up. But I don't want to inject that at this point in time because I'm supposed to be groveling. And so I do need your help. And so I'm going to go into the break with that. If you want to email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. That's how you can sign up, and I can help guide you on how you can help your cause in your state and become a leader. Anyway, at a hard break, and so we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And before I really move into my scanning of the news diatribe, let me just say this. And this kind of ties to helping, becoming a part of the solution or what have you. Because believe it or not, and I have to admit this, and I want to tell you this because I think it's important because too many times we don't really say some things that we really need to say or should say. And sometimes even I have a hard time with the magnanimity, you know, being gracious enough to accept a compliment. But technically, by your listening and by your telling people about this show is actually growing. And I've been telling you this. And because you're doing that, this is actually causing notice. People are starting to look over their shoulder and go, who the heck is this? And why is this show growing? Why is this, you know, what is so unique about this? Because technically, I haven't even been on the show in the airwaves, at least at a national level, for not even a year yet. And I'm actually competing with people that have been on, I'm passing people that have been on for a much longer time. And that's only because you're tuning in and people have to notice those numbers when it comes down to the sheer quantity of people tuning. And so please, by all means, continue to tune in because that actually does help. But if you do want to help, you want to actually, you know, apply phone calls and apply your time on a computer or what have you, doing some research, because I can't do it all, then by all means, please send me an email. But I thank you for at least tuning in, because at least you are doing something that is helping. Even though it may not seem like much, it actually is helping, because I'm hoping that eventually I can get sponsors, because then I don't have to grovel for money if I get sponsorships, because the sponsorships will hopefully start paying the money that I need so I can travel. I need to go to Wyoming. I need to be in Wyoming before the election, the general election, to try to help Rex Ramel. And I'm going to get into that really quick here. But those types of things may not come fast enough. So I do need help. And I'm going to explain all of this because it's important. But I just want to say thank you that you kind of are helping. And I didn't want to kind of gloss over that because it is important. It's important that we thank each other. I really feel sorry. I don't know about you, but, you know, many times when I think I hear somebody dying in a car accident, or a friend of mine, I'm going to go down this hole because it's really important, because this is the human condition. This is where I think, at least. A friend of mine, his wife was going to be speaking, and he had a history of being late. And so I know that there was probably a few words that may have been said, make sure you're there on time, from her or something like that. And so he was late. He drives a motorcycle, and so he sped and took a real risk and was passing a bunch of people going very fast on a road that wasn't a very good road for a motorcycle. He ended up losing control, and he ended up dying in that accident. And I know that this was a very profound, shaking thing, because what goes through my mind, and I've never had the nerve to ask his wife, our friend, you know, did you guys have words to kind of put stress upon him that he'd be there on time? Did, you know, or was it just, you know, that individual stress? Because that's got to weigh on her to know that the last interaction she may have had might have been some type of stress or what have you, and that she has the rest of her life to have that weigh on her. And my heart goes out to her, because what people really want to do is they want to be able to say, the last thing I said was, I love you. You know, that I care about you and that you mean something to me. And so I know it's really important that we always try never to take each other for granted. And as an audience, I just want you to know that I really do appreciate the fact that you're helping the show grow. And so on to the less serious stuff now. There is no sign of the news, period. I've scanned the news, and even though they may still be memorializing and the left will be doing this for a while for John, but there is zero news that the federal government is going to disband any of their tyrannical roles, responsibilities, and powers that they have usurped from the states, my friends. So what does that mean? That means it's up to us. We have to do this, because nobody's going to do it for us. The government will not do it. It's almost like expecting an animal to chop its arm off for its own survival. But in this particular case, the government would grow a new arm, because every year they're growing. And the next president, because even though Trump may not add an arm, and he's trying to cut and reduce the sizes of these arms just by this pay raise, and we'll get into that possibly today. But if you understand that the whole point is dismantling all unconstitutional roles, responsibilities, and powers, and that is over 80% of what the outlies are going on. In other words, 80% of the budget that the federal government is spending, not the taxes they're bringing in, but what they're spending on, is unconstitutional money spent. You know, when Eisenhower warned, when he was leaving his administration, he used a sleight of hand by asking us to keep our eye on the military-industrial complex, that it was going to be, you know, the biggest problem that we may face. And the reality is, the organization that he created in his administration in 1953, the HUE, which was the Health, Education, and Welfare Department, those three alone, and actually one, the health industrial complex, is a much greater threat to our economy. And with nationalizing healthcare and everything else, my friends, that is the big monster. The defense budget pales in comparison. Go look at Medicaid, Medicare, go look at healthcare, the pharmaceuticals, and everything else as they start nationalizing this stuff. We're in trillions and trillions of dollars far beyond our national defense. And the fact is that we were never looking at that. Nobody's been looking at that. I shouldn't say that, but nobody's really looking and challenging this Leviathan in the aspects of Madison and Jefferson, that they have no power to assume these things, and that the states should have been standing up every time. And instead of going to the Supreme Court, the states have to work together, just like Madison and Jefferson. They gave us the blueprint. And unfortunately, nobody has been noticing this until I came along. And I'm sorry. I really wish somebody would have seen this. I really wish somebody would have stood up and took care of this a century ago. We would be so much farther down the road and so much better off as a Republican, as a nation. Who knows? A century ago, that was before the UN. Who knows? We could have probably started conceiving the concept of allowing states, other states in Europe and so forth around the world, to start becoming parts of the United States. There is room for that. I hope you understand this. There is no doubt in my mind that the Constitution has the ability to become the governing document of every nation in the world. The UN is the antithesis. It's the evil organization that is trying to consume that one organization that our framers all affirmed and asserted that it was established by the divine hand of providence. If you don't believe me, go read Washington's first Thanksgiving. And I'm going to read it for Thanksgiving, so you want to tune in. But go read that document, because they recognize that they needed to give thanks. And that wasn't about turkey, pilgrims, eating a lot of food, or anything like that. It was a day of service to him who benefited this nation in establishing his Constitution. And so let me move on. I see how easy it is for me to go down these rat holes. So let me ask you this. Before I kind of get into the politics and everything else, I kind of want to go a little, take a back step into the deep state. And so what is it you do? What do you do when everything and everyone with power is a part of the social justice warrior league, or what I would say is a part of the deep state? I'm not sure if you heard about this, but you probably did, that there are now texts that are showing that the chief of police in the Silent Sam protesters in North Carolina, the University of North Carolina, when they tore down that statue, was it last week or whenever, the chief of police literally sent texts out, "Do not engage." And as a matter of fact, he was assisting in crowd patrol at the time, and during that protest, he was literally texting his team, and so he was telling his officers to stand down, and when they brought that statue down, he realized, hey, you guys are too close, back up. In other words, the police department is a part of the deep state as well. And I'm asking you, so what do you do when you start to realize that the deep state is so far reaching that, you know, it's actually in your police departments? It may be in your sheriff. Now, not all of them are in this space or position, but it is reaching out. It's like that wicked wind that blows through, or, you know, I forget the name of that Disney movie, A Wicked Wind Did Blow Through. Anyway, help me out if you remember that. But it's like it is just something that is crawling across the face of the earth, and it's penetrating everything. Kind of reminds me of that dark mist on the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. As a local TV started basically investigating this, they actually obtained the messages and emails and texts from the Chapel Hill Police Chief, Chris Blue. And in looking at what's something like 400 pages of emails and texts, they were able to find, you know, the fact that he was actually calling them off. Stay way out, some of these quotes are. Lots of space, too close. Anyway, I don't have enough time, so I'm going to have to pick this subject back up as we go back into the parties and what it's really going to need, what we're going to need to do, and what it will take to start making some changes really relevant here. So I'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. So what's really important here is that the station, the way they were able to get these 400 pages was they used public records requests to obtain these communications. And clearly, these messages showed that Blue was instructing the officers to back off. He, like I said, and I was trying to get this out, and you can tell when I'm starting to rush because I start, you know, tripping over my tongue. But anyway, he literally, these are quotes, lots of space, close quote. Another quote, stay out, close quote. And another message was basically telling them, too close, close quote. And it was not too long after the demonstrators toppled the Silent Sam statue that, you know, they realized that they needed to basically back out and kind of let things go even further. Anyway, the real point of this is public records request. Do you know how to do that? You need to learn how to do that, because if you think it's only going to happen in D.C., this happened in North Carolina. I want you to understand, North Carolina used to be a very conservative state. I mean, they loved the family, they loved values of, you know, good quality life and so forth, and it is becoming a blue beacon. This is going to be happening pretty soon. Red State Talk Radio. People will not even understand what the heck red state means because there won't be any red states anymore. And I actually have evidence of that because of what I assert and what a lot of people have been saying have been for a long time. And actually, this is in my book. They started unifying back in the turn of the century, at the beginning of the 20th century. And so everyone needs to learn how to submit these requests. And if you need to, then, you know, go online or, you know, start asking questions. But you may need to start requesting these types of records from party leaders, not necessarily just your, you know, government or your offices of, you know, police office or what have you. You may need to start asking these types of questions regarding your political party leaders, specifically the Democrats and the Republicans, because they're a part of our political system, the parties have to have full disclosure. And so we're going to have to start using public records requests to making sure that the parties actually disclose all of this information. As I said, the politics and our party system and this uniparty system really began when Teddy Roosevelt felt he was missing out because he graduated from Harvard too soon, and the Fabians came in after he had graduated. So when he started learning about communism and this new world of thinking, of being able to make the state the big brother, I mean, he completely embraced it. He was our very first, no doubt in my mind, he was our very first progressive president. He was the one that usurped states' authority and actually started taking state lands and making them federal lands. Even though the Roosevelts, now just check this out. I think it was the Rockefellers that owned the Yellowstone area in Wyoming. I believe it was Rockefellers that owned that. I don't think it was the Roosevelts because they weren't that rich. And I believe the Rockefellers donated that to the federal government. But I just want you to understand that they did not have the ability to do that because the federal government does not have the legal or jurisdiction and authority to possess state land. If you remember, I've been asking the question for a long time. At the beginning of my show, I would ask, let's talk about this. Where in the Constitution does this federal government have the authority in maintaining or creating a reservation? It doesn't matter if it's a reservation for people, trees, ecological purposes. They have no authority. If you read the very, I think it's subsection 17 within Article 1, Section 8, go read that. It identifies the only property that the federal government can operate and or possess. Needful buildings and things for military magazines, forts, and military purposes. That is it, other than the D.C. Square. In other words, the 10 nautical mile square that was to make the District of Columbia. Now, if you look, that is D.C. proper. And as I say, if you understand the legislative power of Congress, they have full legislative authority over those 10 nautical mile squares. So as you've heard me say on many shows, when they passed the Civil Rights Act became the law of District of Columbia. For the Civil Rights Act to become the law of this land, they have to amend the Constitution. Because unless it is amended into the Constitution, it is not the law of the land. Only the Constitution and ratified amendments are the laws of the land. Many people, we've all been taught, and many people still believe that if the federal government says so, then it is so, and that is not correct. They've been getting away with lying and hoodwinking since John Marshall and Alexander Hamilton, and we have to start waking up, and that's why it's really important for us to start getting involved. Now, I told you I was going to interlace this. The federal pay paradigm is actually a very good situation, good conversation, it is a good scenario to start looking at how people perceive the federal government. The only conversation that should be occurring regarding federal employment is whether that job that that person holds, it falls within the enumerated powers or not. If a person is employed by the federal government that is doing something that has nothing to do with an enumerated power, then it is an illegal job. And so the question is, why are we even haggling over whether federal employees should get a pay raise or not and how they manage pay? It has nothing to do with the real constitutional argument. Is that job constitutional? If you want to save billions of dollars just in employment alone, then let's get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. If you want them to have the Department of Energy, if you want them to have the Department of Labor so they can start mandating unions and so forth, if you want those types of things, then you give them that via an amendment. If they do not have that within a ratified amendment or within the Constitution, then, my friends, as Madison says, it's unconstitutional. And as George Nicholas said during the ratification debates, they can't meddle with it unless it's within those two things, within the ratified amendments as well as within the enumerated powers. So it's got to be in one of those two, my friends. Actually, there is a third one. I've got to be honest with you. Full disclosure here. If there is a ratified treaty, the ratified treaties actually do become constitutional laws of the land. Now, I can tell you that just like an amendment, a ratified treaty by three-fourths of the states can be removed if the states really believe that that ratified treaty is harmful. A good one is the ratified treaty of the United States joining the UN. Now, be clear, we are not on the hook for a lot of the crap that we're doing in the UN. We're only on the hook as being a member, but we can unjoin or rescind our membership. There you go, better word. We can rescind our membership just that easy. It literally is that easy. It would just require that the president would do that and the Senate could easily ratify that with a two-thirds majority of basically breaking that treaty. Or the states can step in with three-fourths. Because remember, just because something is an amendment or has become ratified by either the Senate or the states doesn't mean that it can't be rescinded when we realize that it is something to our detriment. And nobody, I don't think there is a fair-thinking, just person in the world that would say, oh, no, you have to let this thing destroy you. You cannot stop this thing that's going to kill you. And that is, and as a matter of fact, the framers actually talk about that, but that is, just like the antithesis of logic. We have to start making logic, right? It's about time. So anyway, I wanted to also tell you that the sentiments have drastically changed among Republicans and the Republican establishment. And this change actually happened a long time ago. I don't have the full depth of the research of this, but I can tell you that every state, almost every state in the union, has rules that whoever loses in a race, like the governor race, and this is, I'm bringing this up because this has happened in Wyoming. All of the losers that did not win the primary had to sign a pledge now. They were all brought into a unity breakfast and dinner and had this big unity meeting. And they were all asked to sign a pledge that they would support the winner. Now, let me clarify this. What do you do if that winner is really not a Republican? What do you do if that is literally a Republican label on a communist? Do you really support that person? Or should you be told that you have to support the Republican planks? Or should that person who's wearing that Republican label say that I have to at least support the planks and the Constitution and all things that the Republican Party supposedly supports? Why is it that there is no checks on this? Why is it that the Republican Party allows themselves to have communist, and I did promise not to go down John's path, but John was a great example of a communist with a Republican label, and they now have a candidate that is the Republican in Wyoming that, as far as I'm concerned, he supports communism and the globalist concepts of the Agenda 21 and so forth. I got to go. I'll be right back.
It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so I completely let time get away with me, and I looked up and I had basically a fraction of a second to let you know I got to go. So I apologize about that. But as I was saying, there is some insidious things that have happened within the party system, how they have embraced. And I'm telling you, I do not believe that many of the people that are exercising and actually executing the bylaws and the party plans, the party platform and so forth, especially in the Republican Party, I don't think that they realize that they have been duped by the uniparty system at the national level, because we have a uniparty system. What we have and what happened in Wyoming is that they have, like I said, they have this hand-tying requirement that every time after an election, they get all of the losing candidates to step forward and say, we will support whoever wins. They also have laws in most of these states that allow party affiliations to be changed right before an election. And that's exactly what happened in Wyoming. And I don't know the actual numbers, but what I was reading was alluding to the fact that 10 to 15,000 voters, Democrats, and there was a call for Democrats to change their party affiliation and vote for Mark Gordon. Now, if you understand that in Wyoming, there's not a lot of voters, that 10 to 15,000 may not seem like a lot, but when you have six, count them, six candidates that are running and they're all vying, what ended up happening was that Mark got, I forget, 30-some thousand votes, and that 10 to 15,000 actually took him across the finish line, beat out Trump's supported Foster Freeze. Also, he beat out Harriet Hageman, and as well as Taylor Haynes, as well as Sam Galeatos and Bill Dolan. That's right, Bill was the other one. And so if you start counting up all the votes, there's no way. I don't even think Scott Mark Gordon had even one-third of the votes. And it doesn't seem to me like I just have a problem with the fact, folks, that they allow the parties, the Democrats, to set their table, and then they tie their own conservatives, their own principles, to the fact that, well, if you can dupe us, if you can actually beat us by using the system against us, then we'll have to go along with it. Are you kidding me? Since when do we start putting party over principle, party over our Constitution and our country? I'm sorry. If the party means that much, then I'm just going to ask you all to start, you know, disavowing yourself from the party. Now, you hear me all the time saying you got to get involved, but you have to start getting involved and you have to start centering these parties. This is what you hear me saying all the time. We have to start centering the party on the Constitution. We have to start forcing these dialogues to start occurring, and we have to force the states to get to a point where they have two platforms. The national platform echoes the requirement of the federal government to align to the constitutional delegated powers, and that is it. If it's not delegated to you, such as marriage, such as health care, such as life, such as energy, such as education, all of these things, then you can't meddle with it, and the party needs to be working to dismantle it. Period. I'm sorry, I might get a little passionate, and I hope I'm not yelling in your ear. But the fact is that Wyoming, the only state that we really have a chance because of its population, because of its conservativeness, the people in Wyoming, the preponderance of the people in Wyoming still have the Constitution as a part of their DNA. And I know that lots of them are principled. And what's going to end up happening is that there may be enough of them that will be disenfranchised. They'll refuse to vote for Mark Gordon. And instead of voting for anybody, they will end up letting the Democrats seat Mary, who is a communist. We got a problem. And so we have basically 2 months to educate the good voters and citizens of Wyoming, to let them know that the party leadership, they all been duped into believing and accepting a system that is stacked to support the uniparty system and the progressive agenda, that we have to start putting principle over the party, and that the party basically has to, you know, exonerate and say, you know what, we know you had to sign this pledge, and we all kind of signed this pledge, but we believe that everybody should vote their conscience, and we believe that everybody should really, really weigh the direction of how they vote. It may seem like it's the antithesis, but as I spoke many times, and as I spoke locally to these party leaders of the Republican, Libertarian, and Constitutional Party, I said, if you understand the differences between us, the one thing that we actually all agree upon, because there's very few differences, the one thing we all agree upon is the Constitution. And as if these three parties all agreed that they would put aside their party differences and support the most constitutional candidate, then we would actually undo the division that's among us. Because that old adage, united we stand, divided we fall, there is truth to that. The Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party, and the factions even within the Republican Party are divisions of good, conservative, principled people. We have to start We have to stop letting these divisions occur between us, and we have to put the Constitution as that common ground, and we have to start looking and voting and supporting the Constitution. And when the candidate does not have a grade card, I mean, if you look, Mark Gordon supported John Kerry over Bush. He has supported Democratic candidates. The only time he probably started supporting Republican candidates is when he actually got into the party. I will tell you that he's been supporting the Agenda 21 issues even as a Republican. I'm telling you, we have a real mess in Wyoming, and I need help. That's why I need to get into Wyoming, and I don't have the money to travel to do all of this stuff. So if you want to help, I would be very thankful. I'm thankful that you're tuning in. I am thankful that you are learning and you're becoming a part of this message by getting other people to start learn and start listening and tuning in and so forth. what we need to do is we need to start working together. And if you, again, I'm going to grovel a little bit, and if you really want to be a part of the solution, it doesn't take much. If you haven't watched that video, I just beg that you go watch this video, that this presentation that I give, because I even give you the slides. Go watch the presentation. It's on the ReclaimingTheRepublic.org website. If you go to the Take Action page, just scroll down. I've got the PDF slides down a little bit, and you'll see the slide presentation one, presentation two. Underneath that is the video. It's a 30-minute video. Actually, it's an hour and a half, but just watch the first 30 minutes. Just watch the first presentation, and you can even go through the slides yourself and just listen to me and go through the slides. And so you go, oh, okay. You will completely understand the academic argument that the Constitution is a contract, the stakeholders are the states, and the states have full authority to reel in the federal government. And the process is reclaiming the republic. It's called republic review, and it's an auditing process where the states come together. If you get this message going, if this actually gains traction so that we get enough listeners and I start getting enough support, if people start getting touched and understanding, I am not seeking money. I've not taken a salary. I've never taken a penny from the sales of my books or anything. Everything that has come into me, the hundreds of dollars that I've received for elections or what have you, has gone straight in either to the candidates, as I promised, or it has gone into paying for content or paying for getting the message or whatever those things are in doing that. It's never been any personal benefit of my own. I am an ideologue, so I'm one of the most dangerous people in the world, because it's the ideologues that are willing to do anything and everything to support what their cause is. But I will not break the law. I will not break my ethics, my morals, or my relationship with my good Lord and Savior. I'm not going to put those types of things in my life to risk what I am doing, because I know as long as I'm doing what I should be doing, we will get there. And I hope you feel the same way. And so, again, I can give you some examples. I got 1 minute, and something very similar has happened in the local area by where I live, because these changes in sentiments on the Republicans of how they've become a part of the New World Borg. We had a good constitutional chair, and that chair was also a part of the Northwest Grassroots. I've kind of talked about this, but really quick, the national chair, or I should say the RNC, Freddie Simpson from the RNC, called after there was some guilt by association, kind of pressured her, saying, you should resign. The WSRP, who is the chair of the state for the party, called and did the same thing. You should resign, just because there was some guilt by association. There wasn't even real guilt by association. All she did was she allowed somebody to speak their case with that, and her husband looked to try to find any evidence of this supposedly guilt by association. This is that James Alsup thing. And I'm telling you that they're going around and they're destroying good people. This is happening in Arizona. This is happening all around this country. It's happening in North Carolina, and Silent Sam got torn down last week. We have to start standing up, because if we don't, I don't know where we will be, but you better have a lot of sandbags filled, and you better have a reloading machine close by. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm done for the week. I am Reclaiming the Republic, but I need your help. God bless you, and we'll see you on Monday. Thank you so much.
Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities.